In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children of Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning. Well, hindsight. It's a great thing. Have you experienced a time when nothing makes sense? But when as all has calmed down and moved on, you look back and you see there was a plan. Perhaps you're feeling that nothing makes sense at the moment, or you can see someone else in that position. I think at the moment that B word, Brexit. I wonder, when we look back in a few years, with hindsight, what will we see? And here in the passage, we hear John the Baptist prepare the way in the wilderness of Judea, near the River Jordan and the Dead Sea. John had met Jesus. They were both babies yet to be born. Mary stayed with Elizabeth, her relative, and John moved in Elizabeth's tummy. He knew. And in the passage today, we hear John accepting the job he's been given, quoting Old Testament passages. He knew the Messiah was amongst his people soon to be revealed. John urged everyone to make a straight path, to be prepared, to be ready. Prepare the way. This is significant. It's written in all four Gospels. And the people were drawn to John. They were ready to be baptized by him. Was John the one? They wondered. No, he told them. He urged preparation, that straight path. And when we look back in hindsight, the path looks straight. We can see it now. Yes, Jesus, Emmanuel, he's come. But it wasn't straightforward. It was precarious. Mary, so young, about 14, nowadays, she wouldn't have even sat her GCSEs, not even left high school. And expecting a baby and not married? In those days, pregnancy outside marriage, women were often stoned to death. But Mary was kept safe. Joseph, they were planning to be together. But what was he to think, expecting a baby? but Joseph accepted and cared for her. A journey on a donkey, such a long way, when heavily, heavily pregnant, no feet up and resting, precarious times. But the journey was okay, the baby was fine. Then, searching for a comfortable place to give birth. Away from home, there was nowhere. And labour started in a stable. But it was all right. The baby was fine, so was Mary, mother and child doing well. Then visits. Oof, we never expected. What was all this about? Gifts? Not the typical baby clothes and baby toys. Gifts so unusual. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. And then there was no time to hang about. Off quickly, not even going home. Baby boys being killed. But it's okay. Jesus was safe. He grew up. Mary and Joseph looked after him. They loved and they cherished him. God knew. God had a plan. The way was prepared. The straight road can be seen now. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Every obstruction was removed to enable the whole world to know Jesus as Messiah. They all trusted God. Mary, Joseph, John the Baptist, Elizabeth. God's will was carried out. And in faith and trust, we believe it always will. And like Advent, everything from God is worth waiting for. And in our lives, things do not always work out how we expect. But we trust God and his timing. We wait, we prepare, we trust. And so on our path, our journey, it may well have precarious moments, times of great difficulty, times of uncertainty. But like John the Baptist and Mary and Joseph, we listen, we trust, we pray, we believe. And God's will be done. Psalm 39. Oh, now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. And sometimes we've done all we can do, and there's nothing left for us to do but pray. And the prayer of waiting is both a prayer of preparation and a prayer of submission. It's both a prayer of hope and a prayer of surrender. It's the prayer we pray when we've done all we can do. And we must leave the outcome in God's hands, because for us, there's nothing to do but pray. But the path, precarious, it worked out, and God's will was done, and it always will be. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the best gift of all, salvation through Jesus Christ. May this precarious gift be a reminder that even in our waiting and our uncertainty, the precious gift, it came. You are worth waiting for and worth trusting, God. May our hearts be filled with anticipation and joy as we rest in the truth that you know what is best for us and when is the best time. Amen.